This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the full House convened Thursday to debate and vote on the budget bill, Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry put members on notice. Choose your words carefully.
We don't have any cuts in the budget. We're reducing the appropriation because we don't have the money. For me to cut you, I had to have given you the money in the first place, and we haven't given anyone any money as of right now.
Overall, the budget only spends 97.5% of expected revenue for the next fiscal year. The biggest cuts, spending reductions, are to the Department of Health, $235 million.
$235 now, I think, is manageable based on their previous reductions where none of those services was affected.
Representative Sam Jones of Franklin had questions.
How many federal dollars will we lose with this cut?
It's not a cut if we don't have the money to give them.
So what's that total?
619 to be exact.
$619 million cut to DHH.
Nope, not a $619 million cut to DHH. You can say it and I'm going to correct you every time. If we don't have the money to give it to them, we can't take it from them.
How many people will this impact?
Representative Jones, these questions are probably perfect from the secretary of that department. So if you would like her to come down here, she could explain to you, I promise, in nauseam, exactly where it's going to go.
But they didn't call Secretary Gee to the floor, and the Republican majority in the House marched the budget right through.
63 yeas, 40 nays, and the bill's finally passed.
The Senate gets it next. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.